Hey, friends. Shit. Say hi.
Oh, hey.
Well, did you have a good week?
Yeah.
I had a really good week.
It's like awesome.
An awesome week. Nothing special's happened, but like I've had a really happy week.
Happy.
Happy dog. I'm a happy. Okay, so before we get started, I have to give a shout out to one of my dear friends, Miss Nicole. She was actually looking at the pictures we posted of the Sorrel Weed House. And she said, did you post this picture? Is this one that you took? And she showed it to me and I was like, oh no. I was like, that's actually just a picture of the Sorrel Weed House that I found so people would know what it looks like. And she zoomed in, and there was a little boy standing in the doorway.
Actually, it really looked like Chucky.
It did look like Chucky. And I never would have noticed that. And when she was like, did you take this? I almost wanted to say, yeah, I did. But I did not. I looked up pictures of the Sorrel Weed House so I could post something. And that just happened to be the one I picked. And
of our own pictures.
Huh?
You didn't just like get them from the internet. They were our
No, pictures. The picture of the Sorrel Weed House, like the actual
Yeah, but
front
did you like the picture of the ghost I took?
Okay, you know what? That picture though, when Nicole showed that to me, I was like, I guess our pictures look like blurs on the window. Cause I mean it was a dead ass little kid standing in the doorway. It was crazy and I wanted to take credit for it so bad. But when she showed it to me, I got chills. I couldn't believe she found it. So I had to give a huge shout out to Nicole. She's amazing.
Amazing. Quit copying everything I say.
No, you copied it first and then I copied it again.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. So, y'all, this episode tonight is going to be so wonderful. I'm so excited about it. We have recently gotten back into The Walking Dead. Actually, my little girl, she's gotten us both into The Walking Dead, hasn't she?
Yeah, if you call it that, from episode 2 of season 3 to episode 11 of season 7 and then
back to 4. Really. Yeah, she kind of skips around and it got us back into it and then we started watching Fear the Walking Dead and it got me thinking, let's do the zombie apocalypse for one of the shows. And y'all, there is so much information. I actually did my own little test. I went around at work and asked people if they thought there could actually be a zombie apocalypse. Do you know what they said? What did
they say?
The majority, well, almost all of them said, hell yeah. And they were serious about it. We had one person, and she knows who she is, said no and to not let me or get her thinking about that right now.
So, well, yeah, we kind of, last couple of years have been kind of rough.
But, so what do you think? Do you think we could have a zombie apocalypse?
I think we could, but not what you see on TV.
Well, I have all kinds of information that will tell what it will be like. And I have some accounts of some zombie incidents that have happened.
Ooh. Is this like basalt stuff?
No, actually. It's actually.
So you repeat everything I say. Everything
Why is this an issue? I think.
Why do you have to repeat everything I say? Dive on in.
It's because you're so cool.
See, you're about to do it.
No,
you want to because you're smiling. You're thinking about it right now. Watch this. Carmen, bro.
Stop it.
Oh, cool.
Well, yeah, that's not copying you. That's just saying a better catchphrase. Fuck Kyle, y'all. So.
You're ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
What?
Anyway. So, the way we're going to start this is, a few years back, the CDC actually posted zombie preparedness tips.
Actually?
Stop it. They did. And so I went on there and I did find them. And I was going to go over those with you. And the reason they did do it was because when they posted it, that's when the whole zombie pop hype was at its peak. But they did come back and say if it ever were to happen that this would be what you needed to do. But it's also a good plan for like other major disasters to happen. So it kind of goes hand in hand. But I will go over what they said because it is kind of cool. And I will post some pictures that they posted from their website. They're pretty neat. They made some special zombie preparedness posters, and I will have that up on Instagram. So, let's start.
Dive on in.
So, prepare your emergency kit with water, food supplies for a couple days before you can locate a zombie refugee camp. What you should include is water, a gallon per person a day, food, non-perishable items, all your medications, tools and supplies, including a utility knife, duct tape, a battery-powered radio. Let's see. Sorry, I heard you start quacking. And
No, Bradley, not right now.
Really? You need sanitation and hygiene stuff, like bleach, soap, towels.
What about that thing that I got for us?
What thing?
A long time ago.
That water thing?
The straw.
That would actually be really cool. Where did you get that, and what exactly did it do? Like, purified water?
Yeah, you can drink, like, water from a mud puddle, and it just takes, like, all the germs and bacteria and everything. It's just clean water. Like, they also made and shipped, like, hundreds of thousands of these to third world countries and stuff so they could have clean drinking water.
Where can you get them? Can you get them at, like...
I got mine at Sportsman's Warehouse, but they had them in... Bass Pro Shop and stuff like that.
I'm sure you can go on Amazon too. Because, guys, those are really handy to have anyway, just in case something does happen.
You can drink your own piss.
Yes, you can, guys. And that's something that I'm sure Troy has always wanted to do.
Talk about recycling. It's finest.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you fell asleep on Fear the Walking Dead when he drank his own pee because he was dehydrated. It was gross.
Well, it's like 90% water anyways.
Well, after he drank it, his face was like, well, that's not too bad. I would have thrown up. So, anyway, you're going to bring clothing and bedding, a change of clothes and blankets, important documents, bring copies of your driver's license and passport and birth certificate.
I'm sorry, if shit hits the fan, you're not going to need all that.
No, you're not. But this is also in case it's, you know, it's pretty much tips for everything. First aid supplies, and they put your goner if a zombie bites you, but you can use this for basic cuts.
But.
So, let me get my phone on real quick. And Brantley's wanting up so he can participate. You remember we Bill? Okay, so first what you're going to do is you're going to come up with an emergency plan, which includes where you would go if zombies are on your doorstep. So you're going to pick a meeting spot for your place to gather, or if your town evacuates because of the whole zombie thing going on, pick one place right outside your home for sudden emergencies and one place outside of your neighborhood in case you are unable to return home right away.
Or just come to my house because I have literally tens of thousands of rounds of ammo and guns and bug out bags and tablets for your drinking water.
And straws.
And the straws. And
yeah, we got real big into that preparedness thing.
We have MREs. We have... everything.
Oh, yeah. Also, Brantley, get off the microphone. I'm sure they can hear him moving around and wiggling his butt right now. Also, I know at Walmart they are carrying MREs because after we started watching The Walking Dead, I wanted to get better prepared for pretty much anything, but I'm not going to lie, it was a zombie apocalypse I was thinking of. I wanted to start getting canned goods. Like every time I go to the store, I get a few canned goods. And then I saw the MREs and I was like, that is perfect.
And I don't know how MREs now are nowadays, but in a few years back,
mm-hmm.
if you got the vegetable MREs, it always came with a sweet treat in them.
Yes, Troy was in the military, and he stands by that. That is not the first time I've heard that. Okay. Identify your emergency contacts. Make a list of your local contacts, such as the police, fire department, and your local zombie response team.
Oh, so just make sure you remember 911.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I do have an official zombie response team sticker on my car. So y'all can always call me, and I will walk you through what you need to do. So there's that. So where are we? Identify an out-of-state contact that you can call during an emergency to let the rest of your family know you're okay. Plan your evacuation route. When zombies are hungry, they won't stop until they get food, which means you need to get out of town fast. Plan where you would go and multiple routes you would take ahead of time so that the flesh eaters don't have a chance. This is also helpful when natural disasters strike and you have to take shelter fast. According to CDC officials, if zombies ever did start roaming the streets, the agencies would conduct an investigation, much like one for any other disease outbreak. The CDC would provide technical assistance to cities, states, or international partners dealing with a zombie infestation. And this assistance might include consultation, lab testing and analysis, patient management and care, and tracking of contacts and infection control. Meaning, if they take you to the hospital and tell you to look at those flowers, don't fall for it because you will never be seen again. And those are the rules from the CDC. Now, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, this is probably going to be two episodes because I have a lot of cool stuff we're going to go over. And I'm sure Troy and I will want to put our two cents in as we go along.
I never put my two cents in.
You always put your two cents in.
No, I don't. Not tonight, though. I'm rallying.
Nobody cares about that. You're the only one that cares about that.
Really? Why do you have it on your phone, then?
I don't play it, though. I'm sure my teammates hate me because I don't play.
I wonder why I play this game, though.
I don't know. Okay. So, I found an article that talks about how the outbreak could actually happen. I can hear that.
So, you don't want me to scratch Brantley?
No, because they can hear it because he's laying right on the microphone.
Well, how about you move your damn dog?
He wants to be up here with us. And he's our co-host. So, let's start with how this could happen. The zombie movie genre has a huge fan following in all nooks of the world. And films made on this concept have portrayed undead humans feeding on other humans. Until now, zombies are confined to movie screens. But some experts believe that there could be a real-life zombie outbreak if a parasite could affect the brain or if a new virus gets evolved, triggering zombie traits. Scientists have also found that a parasite named Toxoplasma gondii could infect rodents. And upon infection, these rodents are fearless around cats. And I'll get into that in just a sec. What was it you were telling me the other day? I couldn't find that article that you sent me, but I'd read it.
Oh, I'm not real sure. I think it was just kind of a theory more than anything.
What was it saying?
It was like from like a lot of the frozen wastelands and frozen areas where, and this isn't a debate on global warming or not, where it's just a thing of like where places might have melted and prehistoric type bacteria and viruses and stuff coming up from that. So
man stuck in like glaciers and stuff like that.
And like I said, it's nothing to do with global warming or anything like that. It's just ice and snow or stuff just melting for whatever reason, whether you believe it in it or not. But it has like prehistoric bacteria and germs that's leaked up or fumed up or whatever you call it, and has caused this sort of thing.
Absolutely. I totally believe, because I remember reading it, and they were saying that there was a new kind of bacteria out, and it wasn't anything major or to really be, you know, alarmed about, but they didn't know if there was something bigger that was in there that could, you know, eventually come out. And I thought that was super interesting, but I couldn't find that article. I'd lost it after he sent it to me, because he sends me a lot, y'all. He'll find ideas and he's like, I need you to read this. And I love that. And it just gets lost and mixed up. But let's get back to these rodents that were infected. After being infected with this parasite, rodents would head towards a cat where it could be eaten. Scientists are still unclear whether this parasite will act on humans in as the same way as it does in rats. It should be noted that half of humans already have this parasite in the brain in the form of harmless cysts.
That's just like walking dead.
Yeah, where it's already, you already have it. And that's what kind of drew me to this, because, you know, I mean, rats and cats are pretty much natural enemies. I mean, everybody knows that. But
exactly. I mean, look at Tom and Jerry.
I was actually about to say Tom and Jerry, but I didn't want to be like, that's my only example.
That shit was so funny. I remember Mom and Dad captured a home video of me watching Tom and Jerry, and I just, 7 or 8 years old, just chuckling and falling out of a chair over it. I love some Tom and Jerry.
That's awesome. But yeah, so for a rat to go up to its natural enemy and just go face to face with it thinking it's going to win, that's amazing. And we've already got that in our brain. So that's kind of scary. But I think I've probably seen a few people where it's come out where they think they can just do anything.
Right.
But now a study conducted by researchers at the University of California has suggested that the parasite is more powerful than previously thought. Wendy Ingham, who was involved in the study, suggested that toxoplasma is extremely dangerous. The idea that this parasite knows more about our brains than we do and has the ability to exert desired change in complicated rodent behavior is absolutely fascinating. Toxoplasma has done a phenomenal job of figuring out mammalian brains in order to enhance its transmission through a complicated life cycle, said Wendy Ingham, who was involved in the study. So that's scary. You know, it knows more about us than we do. Dr. Ben Newman, a professor of virology at the University of Reading, suggested that a virus, is that place real? The University of Reading?
I don't know.
Didn't I show you that the other night? I was like, and he went.
Can it be like Reading, Pennsylvania, though?
You said that, and I hope that's what it is, because it sounds like the university they may have had on Sesame Street. No. Not gonna lie. But I've never heard of it, so it probably is a real place. I hope there is, for the story's sake. Okay. So, a professor of virology at the University of Reading suggested that a virus like rabies, and y'all, this is scary, so pay attention, if gets evolved, could conquer humanity. Quote, there are parasites out there that get close to making actual walking around zombies, but the real weirdos locked up in Mother Nature's basement are the viruses. There are more viruses out there than we will probably ever discover, and I bet that somewhere out there in nature, something like this is happening. If you look at rabies, it completely changes the way a dog behaves. It's transmitted by bites. It leads to madness, convulsions, and so it's not really that far-fetched, says Newman. So that's pretty scary. If such a zombie virus starts infecting humans, it can make humans mad like rabid dogs, thus causing ultimate chaos in society. And that's how they ended that article. So, I mean, it makes sense, though, if, you know, you, like they said, dogs with rabies, nothing stops them and they want to bite at you. So what if a human got a more powerful virus like rabies, and it sets them off the same way it sets dogs off, right?
Yeah.
So that would definitely be a form of zombie. And that's just very interesting. So this is so cool. I've been so excited all week about this. Now, we actually only have a few more minutes on this until we're going to go to another episode and continue it. And I don't want to start on the other stuff yet, just because the next thing we're going to go over are the real zombie attacks. And y'all, those are interesting. There is actually a fungus out there that reanimates ants and spiders and turns them into zombies. Did you know about that?
Wait, yeah, I've seen something on that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we'll touch base on that. And we've got a few accounts that are pretty insane. So why don't we go ahead and stop it right here, and we will be right back. Don't go anywhere. We just ran out of time, and we're going to head to the next episode. So just hang out, guys.